There you go. Well, you know, think about those folks who have the same number of votes we do, using our oxygen.
Yeah.
We mentioned...
And multiplying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we mentioned...
they're allowed to.
Our first nominee for Parent of the Year. That was the one who stole the $4,000 in Girl Scout cookies. So here's a nice mom for you. I mean, because after all, mom's there when you need her. The daughter couldn't figure out how to take the naked pictures of herself.
Mm-hmm.
To send to her boyfriend. So mom stepped in to help.
How old is the daughter?
With the photo shoot. Oh, now you're going to start going into details. Is that it? You want details now, huh?
Well, there's some legalities involved here in more ways than one.
That's where we're going. Okay, now mama and daughter live in Utah. Boyfriend lives in Oregon.
Oh, yes, hon.
Yeah.
Long distance don't work.
No. Nope. Boyfriend's 30, daughter's 13. That's right.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
What I said. Yeah. Yeah, now the party's on, isn't it? Prosecutors have charged the 35-year-old mother with three counts of exploitation of a minor. The nice, upstanding young man in Oregon, of course, had given the girl his phone number and asked if she'd go ahead and send him naked pictures of herself, but she didn't know how to take pictures, so mama did for her. That's a true story. That is a true story.
Wow.
Yeah. Again, well, once she's convicted, she won't get to vote, but at least right now she can.
You know what's sad? That's one of the ones that we know about.
Oh, I know. Oh, you're exactly right. We know about this one, but it's certainly not the only one. Yeah.
I think that's the most frightening thing about, you know, we kind of, and we shouldn't under any circumstances, but we kind of make light of the whole To Catch a Predator thing. Chris Hansen, why don't you have a seat over there?
Yeah, right.
On Dateline and all this other kind of stuff. But you got to figure the only reason that those sting operations are successful is because it's successful in the other direction.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's frightening.
Yes, it is. So there you go. But that's the story we got today. All right, so now what happens when the bank drops $1 million in your account? Okay.
Yeah. Right. Don't tell.
Hello, Cayman Islands?
Yeah. From what happened to one German businessman...
I'm looking for offshore national bank. I hear I need to put my money in an offshore account.
Yeah, really. Type in offshore. Yeah, okay.
That's right.
Money laundering.
That's it. Yeah, type in money laundering. See how that works for you. Anyway, it happened to this German businessman, Michael H. That's how they referred to him in the German media. His bank is Comdirect. They accidentally put 200 million euros, okay, into his account, 10 million of which he moved to a different account. Now, because this isn't the movies, of course, Comdirect got it all back, but there still is this matter of interest that was made overnight on this money. And this is so much money that it made about 12,000 euros in interest in that one night. And apparently the bank had taken that out of his account as well, and the businessman is now suing the bank for that. Said, okay, you take the principal back, but I want the interest.
Yeah.
The local and English-language German news site points out that Comdirect took the money out as part of a 14.4% interest that they were charging him. You get that? 14.4% interest they're charging him. And you want to have government like Europe, huh? You want to have government like Europe? Okay, fine. Yeah. But aside from the interest rates, which are crazy,
right,
the case was taken to court where it was decided that the bank should be the ones paying this guy for the amount of accrued interest, which ends up being $15,735 bucks American. So there you go. See how that works out.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the bank obviously is going to appeal that, but
right,
but nonetheless. So there. Now, for all you people who do the Facebook thing,
uh-huh,
did you like something on Facebook? Better make sure it's nothing embarrassing or incriminating, lest it come back to haunt you. A judge has ruled that liking something on Facebook doesn't protect you under the First Amendment. Here's what happened. Guy's a high sheriff up there in Hampton, Virginia. Name is B.J. Roberts.
Yeah.
Okay. Six people have sued Sheriff Roberts after he fired them. Now, they say they're fired for supporting his opponent in his bid to be reelected, which would be a violation of their First Amendment rights. Now, one of those who got fired was Daniel Ray Carter. And he
not Danny Ray.
Danny Ray. Danny Ray, see, liked the Facebook of the high sheriff's opponent.
Uh-oh.
Yep. high sheriff's claims that these people were fired for poor performance or because the supporting of his opponent, quote, hindered the harmony and efficiency of the office, end quote. So,
harmony.
Harmony, yeah.
Well, maybe he was just trying to check out the opponent for,
yeah, to see if he could find some more stuff on him, right?
Yeah, sure. Trying to help out Danny sure. Ray fired Danny Ray.
Yeah, that's right, the Sheriff Roberts.
Right, uh-huh.
Well,
who say Danny Ray's any count anyway?
Yeah. You know how them Carter kids are up here in Hampton, Virginia.
No count.
Yep. The judge acknowledged that other areas involving written messages on Facebook protected the speaker with the First Amendment. Clicking the like button is different and does not warrant protection. This seems to be similar to the debate over whether or not retweets are endorsements on Twitter. Now, I don't know if you boys RT or not. You RT?
I RT every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, I RT if it's RT worthy.
But the thing is, you know, that people, some especially famous people, will say in their profiles that a retweet is not an endorsement.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's it. There are many and
so since famous people do that, I made sure to put that in my Twitter profile.
Sure. Well, they actually say journalists do that too, so you can do it because you're a journalist. Oh, you could be a famous journalist. So the double reason to put that in there. Not everybody agrees the endorsement's necessary, and the debate does get, crazy, because the idea of a like meaning an endorsement, in other words, if you like something, you endorse it completely, that certainly couldn't be the case. Anyhow, we'll see where that comes out, but the high sheriff didn't like the idea of them liking his opponent and kind of reminded him of that. So we had some big boxing thing over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, Floyd Mayweather.
He made $30 million,
yep.
It says. $32 million.
Whoa.
Yeah, beat the old record Mike Tyson had of $30 million guaranteed when he bet Evander Holyfield.
So is it illegal to... for him to have bet on himself in that match?
No, I don't think so, but I'm not sure. You know, however...
I mean, I can see how it would be illegal if he bet on the other guy.
Yeah,
because
then
you could say
be.
He threw it.
Right, but. Yeah, I think so. Now, by the way, he only has about, even though he is now a new 32 millionaire kind of guy,
yeah.
He's only got till first Sunday in June. He goes to jail. He goes to jail in June.
No kidding.
Yeah, he does. Huh. Going to do 90 days for something. I don't know what he did. So he'll be the richest inmate in whatever jail he's in, I suppose. So do you get
to be able to take care of himself.
Do you get to bring your own stuff with you, you know? Do you get to bring the big screen in there and put it on the side of the cell? Or do they put him in the general population? They may not put him in the general population.
They probably won't for his own safety.
Yeah, they won't. Okay. If you had your life to live over again... If you had your life to live over again,
you know, I think
wouldn't
about
make
that.
A single change.
I would not be looking forward to all of those projects I had to do in college.
Mall quizzes are dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Pride Cleaners has the technology to better serve you. Annoying staples on paper tags are a thing of the past. At both locations of Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station, they offer a tagless identification system to help you track your garments from start to finish. And you don't have to wait till 5 to check on your clothes, because Pride Cleaners will send you an email notification the moment your clothes are ready. It's never been more convenient to go to the cleaners. Pride Cleaners. Become a fan on Facebook or click pridecleaners.net. Pride Cleaners. Taking pride in how you look.
In the good old days, the local filling station, as we called it, was one of the town's gathering places, kind of like the barber shop. You went in, had some coffee while they filled up your car, washed your windshield, checked your tires and fluid levels, and talked about what was going on in the community. At Sevcheck Service Center, you can still do that. Sevcheck Service Center has been keeping cars and trucks running smoothly for over 4 decades. Open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6. Sevcheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Last year, you voted the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum as the best tourist attraction in the Best of the Brazos Valley competition. This year, they need your vote again. Cast your votes online starting June 1st, or pick up a ballot at the Bush Library. Speaking of voting, be sure to see their Headed to the White House exhibit and learn about the history of presidential elections and campaigning. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu/whitehouse. Vote Bush Library in 2012.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 12 minutes till. No, here's the deal. The regrets of your life. I mean, a lady by the name of Bronnie Ware, who's
we're supposed to take her seriously.
Yeah, I know. Bronnie, B, but it's B-R-O-N-N-I-E. Okay, Bronnie Ware has shared incredible special time. She worked for years in palliative care, and she is a writer, and basically took care of patients who had gone home to die. People grow a lot when they are faced with their own mortality, she writes. And when questioned about any regrets her patients had or anything they would do differently, five common themes surfaced. Number one, I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself and not to others. This was the most common regret of all. Most people haven't achieved even half of their dreams and had to die knowing that it was due to choices that they had made or they didn't make. Number two was, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. She said this came from every male patient that I nursed. And she hypothesizes that there'll be more females as time goes on. She said these are older males when there were a lot of women who just were not in the workforce. That's why it's 100% on the male side, but that number, she theorizes, will go up on females as time goes on. Number three, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings, suppressing feelings in order to keep the peace. Number four, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. Many deep regrets about not giving friendships the time and the effort they deserved. And number five, I wish I had let myself be happier. Many did not realize until the end of life that happiness is a choice. That's pretty heavy stuff right there.
Yes,
pretty,
it is.
Pretty interesting. That's Bronnie Ware. I don't know the name of the book, but anyhow, you hear every one of those things, and there are elements in your life, and you go, yep, okay, I can remember. Probably should have made a different decision there, done this differently. That's interesting. All right, let's see what else we got going on. So we've got the the story of the six-year-old child who weighs 38 pounds and saved her friend using the Heimlich maneuver.
Wow.
That's really pretty cool, huh?
How old is she?
Her, 6 years old. This is the Caroline Wenzel School in elementary school in Sacramento, California. What happened was apparently watching a TV show called Elizabeth Beanie Marr. Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
That make any sense to you? Okay, anyway. Last week, her friend started choking on a piece of food. And she picks up the little girl from behind, does the Heimlich maneuver, out pops a piece of apple onto the floor, and they sit back down and finish eating their lunch. No big deal.
Because there wasn't an adult around to freak out.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, she just did what she, here's what it is. It's A&T Farm she was watching.
Oh, Ant Farm.
Yeah, Ant Farm. Okay.
Yeah, that's on Disney Channel.
That's what it was. Okay. Well, what'd you call it at first?
A&T Farm.
Well, because it says A dot, N dot,
yeah, that's how it's spelled. My daughter could explain what the A&T stands for.
All right, but the principal said that she was absolutely blown away that the first grader was able to handle something so seamlessly. She said she would have expected a yell of help, help, somebody's choking. Once again.
As I said.
You're failing to give a child any credit here that they might actually be able to come up with a cognitive solution to the situation. Yeah. Anyway, good for her. Good for her.
Now, fast forward 5 years.
Yeah.
Maybe that's when you'll get the screams of help.
That's true.
Or 10 years and you'll get the, I don't care.
Yeah. So, Burt Bacharach and Hal David are going to be honored by President Barack Obama.
Well.
And First Lady Michelle Obama. That'll be on
Wednesday.
How much
is that going to cost us?
Yeah, really.
Well, he hadn't had a social outing in a long time.
The duo will receive the 2012 Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Music. Burt and Hal will be the third recipient of the award after Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney.
Burt's not going to sing, is he?
I hope not.
Yeah.
So, Burt Bacharach and Hal David. Now, if you can think of one singer who should be there to sing the songs of Burt Bacharach and Hal David, who would it be?
Barry Manilow.
Dionne Warwick.
Oh,
yeah. She recorded 60 of their songs.
There you go.
19 of them were hits. She's not there.
I was going to say Ray Stevens.
Yeah.
But
now instead they're going to have Sheryl Crow.
Uh huh.
Jimmy Dickens.
Diana Krall, and Lyle Lovett.
So
they're the ones who are going to sing the music of
Wacky Boy.
Well, yeah, that'd be right.
Putting that journalism degree to work, he is.
Yes, he is. I tell you what. Used to play down here for nothing at Northgate. Just saying. Now he's going to be up there for the president.
Yeah. Playing for nothing.
Yeah, he is. Probably. Yeah. Well, get a meal. He'll get him a meal. Yeah,
probably so.
Yeah.
Rubber chicken.
Yeah. Well, that he gets.
Rice pilaf.
Well, he gets his rice pilaf.
Yeah. Maybe if the table's not full, he'll get an extra salad.
Yeah.
Right.
Roll that, you know, that butter that's been in the freezer all night.
Be croissant. They get them croissants.
A croissant.
Yeah. Right. Too, right. So, yeah, we got that. Of course, he may not eat.
Unless you're the last one to get the bread basket, and then you have to get the one with the pistachios
you
on top.
You ever noticed that? Yeah. What? Really?
Like, thanks.
You think
I wanted
the
roll with the gummy bear on it.
Why did you make this in the first place?
It looks like a mistake.
Yeah. Put the mistake bread right there.
Now at Genghis Grill, with the purchase of any bowl, enjoy a free appetizer. Try their amazing new garlic citrus edamame or one of four delectable new appetizers.
Speaking with Ron Smith, owner of Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, this is Karistan Month.
You offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. Those rugs are built to last.
Hurry into Aggieland Carpet One for Karistan Month. Area rugs up to 50% off. Sale ends soon.
We're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Because you can't choose when your kids get sick, UPA announces new evening and weekend hours. Now, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, UPA offers a walk-in clinic after work from 5 until 7. No appointment is necessary, and your child will receive the very best in pediatric care from one of UPA's Texas Monthly Super Doctors. Weekend hours now begin at 7:30 on Saturday and 1 o'clock on Sunday. For more information, call 696-4440 or follow us on Facebook at upadocs.com. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
This is Jim Swayze. Now, with Mother's Day coming up, and of course, being the thoughtful son, it got me thinking. The best gift my mother gave me is probably the gift of reading. So the best gift I could give her may just be the same thing. And at Half Price Books, they have a world of Mother's Day gift surprises. Great books on any subject or hobby your mother loves, plus music and movies, and almost everything's half price or less. And the folks at Half Price Books think the world of both you and your mom. That's why, if you decide to get her a $25 gift card to send her on her own treasure hunt, they'll give you a free $5 shopping card for your own thoughtful self to come back and use in June. So share Mother's Day with your mom at Half Price Books. Give her the world and get something free for yourself. Hey, mom raised you to be smart and thoughtful. Half Price Books, real books, real music, and really thoughtful gifts. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more or drop me a note on the blog at hpb.com.
Hey, it's News Talk 1620, WTAW. Police in Russia searching for a prison inmate who escaped with the help of a forged ID card. Somehow the prisoner smuggled the ID card, which allowed him access to civilian clothes and then the front door of the prison.
Are those widely available in a Russian prison?
I can't imagine. Of course, you know, maybe money buys you almost anything. Prison officials pretty mad the guy
pretty
got out.
Yeah, they're pretty mad.
Yeah. Well, it should have been an obvious fake. The name in the photo was Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Looked just like him.
Yeah, nicely done there. A Minnesota house was due to be demolished, so the locals figured they may as well have fun doing it. Let's plow through it with a tank.
Ooh.
The home, 150 years old, went out with a bang thanks to a company called Drive a Tank. The firm offers civilians the chance to drive a tank. So they used it to crush the house.
That sounds outstanding.
It does, doesn't it?
Standing.
I mean, you talk about enjoying yourself.
Well, and once again, you know, you auction off opportunities and make a little money.
Sure. Man stormed into a convenience store in South London armed with a kitchen knife for a disguise. He chose something convenient. He was wearing a pair of light blue boxer shorts over his face. For viewing purposes, Ooh. He peered through the leg holes. But the burglary was foiled when the clerk at the counter
burst out laughing.
Yeah, he actually just beat the guy over the head and pulled it off. And that was pretty much it. So surveillance camera got that. And I don't know where this was, but it was in Texas.
Yeah.
A convenience store customer was nuking a slice of pizza in the microwave when a robber ran in and yelled at the clerk to give him all the money. Right after he'd yelled out the order, the microwave finished cooking, the ding.
Mm-hmm.
That scared the robber. He left the store. What a wuss, huh? What a wuss. That's all it took?
A little microwave ding.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
I know you do. 1952, the concept for integrated circuitry, basically the basis for all our modern computers, first published by a guy named Jeffrey Dummer. And he wasn't.
Really?
1952. And in 1985, the first pig racing season began in Tulsa to culminate 10 weeks later with the Arnold Zifel. Ziffel, I guess it was Arnold Ziffel, wasn't it, from Charlotte's Web. The Arnold Ziffel sweepstakes. First.
No. Arnold Ziffel was Green Acres.
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Arnold the Pig, I was thinking of. But anyway, the Arnold Ziffel sweepstakes, first year's favorites were Marvin Hogler. Got that. And yeah. Bruce Pigstein.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay. Maybe it was Hogler.
Yeah, yeah, it was Hogler. Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah. And the Space Shuttle Endeavour was launched on its maiden voyage in 1992.
There you go.
You got 45 seconds.
Number one with Vengeance.
Oh, wait.